Good morning. This is Mose with the Daily Inspiration for the 23rd day of the month. I am here in the name of Jesus. It's just not worth it to you or to me to come in my own name. It's not worth it to come in the name of President Trump. It's in the name of Jesus that I stand before you here this day. The name of Jesus, the name which is above every other name. And like I said, it's not in the name of President Trump. It's not in the name of any other big celebrity or anything like this. It's in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the only one through whom we are promised everlasting life. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What does Jesus mean to you? What does Jesus mean to you? Was he a good man? Was he a good prophet? What does Jesus mean to you? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I do thank you this morning for Jesus. I thank you for his precious blood that was shed at the cross. And I thank you, dear God, that he has given us all of his Spirit, and that his Spirit dwells in us, and that we have life in him. We thank you, dear God, that you have called us out of darkness into this marvelous light. And we pray this morning, dear God, that you would just fill me with your Spirit this morning. Put your holy anointing upon my lips, that my lips might speak that which is from you and not my own words. I just want to speak the words of Jesus. I want to speak the mind and will of Christ. And so what is the mind and will of Christ? I pray, dear Heavenly Father, would you show that to us today? In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, so what does Jesus mean to you? Let's just consider that a little bit. What does Jesus mean to you? Let me just say what Jesus means to me. To me, Jesus is the author and the finisher of my faith. He's my all in all. He is all I live for and all I die for. And yes, I would gladly give my life for the Lord Jesus. I will not, if someone comes to me and says, well, you deny the Lord Jesus Christ, or else I will shoot you. I will say, well, Jesus Christ is the one I live for, and it's the one I die for. I don't know the exact words that I would say, but you know, that's what Jesus is to me. Jesus is my very life, and I will never, never deny my Lord Jesus. So what does Jesus mean to you? What does Jesus mean to you? How do you expect, or do you expect to heaven? Maybe you don't even care whether you get to heaven or hell, or whether you just, after you die, you're just nothing anymore. Some people think that when you die, it's the end, and they don't have any hope for life everlasting. They don't have any hope for the future. And so, but my question is this morning, what are you living for? What is your motive for living? Are you living for yourself? Are you living for Jesus? You know, it's very important that we understand what we're living for, what we believe. You know, this morning the Bible teaches us here This week I was looking at take heed. And this morning I have another one that take heed to yourselves, it says in Luke 17:3. If a brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and if he repent, forgive him. You know, sometimes we get satisfaction out of rebuking someone. That's not where it is at all. It's if we rebuke someone, we need to take heed that we do not fall ourselves. So, in Romans 11:21, it says, for if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest he also spare not thee. You know, God told the children of Israel many times that they need to repent. And sometimes they did repent, sometimes they didn't. You know, there's one thing that they have not yet repented of as a nation, and that is they have not repented of killing the Lord Jesus Christ. They have not, I don't believe they have repented of that. And, you know, God is still expecting them to someday, I believe, they will repent, and they will come to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But for now, it's Paul said, when the Jews rejected him, he said, I go to the Gentiles. And so that's who we are. We are of the Gentiles. We're not of the Jews, except by being grafted in. But we're not of the Jews. We are of the Gentiles, and by the rejection that the Jews showed to Jesus, therefore we have the opportunity of coming to Jesus now. We had the opportunity to hear the gospel. So now what are you doing? What have I done? As for myself, I have accepted the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross. I have taken Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I have repented of my sins, and I believe that, you know, by the authority of the Scriptures, that I am a child of God. So are you a child of God? Do you know that you're a child of God? If you don't know that you're a child of God, then search the Scriptures diligently to find out if you are. And John, it talks about that. Third John especially. Read Third John, and read the Gospel of John. Those are very important verses in there. Very, very precious verses. Because in John, in Third John, it says, it talks about these things I have written unto you, that you may know that you have eternal life, that you may know. So why wouldn't we know? Why wouldn't we want to know? Well, some people would say, well, I just hope. I hope. Well, if I hope to go somewhere and I don't take the proper steps, if I hope to go to, let's say, Washington, and I live in Pennsylvania, and I hope to go to Washington, I'm going to have to take the route that goes to Washington. I can't expect to get to Washington by going 501 north. That's not going to take me to Washington. But if I go 81 south, I might end up in Washington. But I have to take the right road if I want to go to Washington. So it is with the Word of God. If we expect to get to heaven, we need to take the right road. We need to obey the Word of God, and the Bible says that we are to repent. If we repent of our sins, that's definitely a step in the right direction. Repent and believe. Believing is part of taking the right road. And then we need to walk in him. We need to trust him. We can't trust in our works to get us to heaven. If we trust in our works, it'll never work, because the Bible says that our works are as filthy rags. They're not something that will give us any merit to get to heaven. Jesus is very clear on that. The Bible is very clear on that. That we need to get on the right road, and we need to stay on the right road. And like I said here, it says, take heed that ye be not deceived, Luke 21:8. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and the time draweth near, go ye not therefore after them. Many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. Okay, what does that mean? Will people just simply say, I am Jesus? Come and say, I am Jesus? I know there are some people that have done that already. But no, I don't think that's really what it means. I think what it means is that follow me and you will get to heaven. When we start following people, I think that's somewhat what it's saying there. If we follow, we're to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, and that will take us to heaven, not by following me. And please don't follow me either. Please, search the scriptures daily to see if these things are so. See if these things are true that I'm talking to you about. Take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And I believe the way people say that I am Christ is by saying, I have the right way. I have, some will even come and say that Jesus appeared to me in a dream, and this is what he said, but it does not line up with scriptures. If anybody comes to you and says something, says that Jesus told him in a dream to do this or do that, don't believe him unless it lines up with the scriptures. It has to line up with scriptures. If a prophet comes and says something that does not line up with the scriptures, it's not of God. It's that clear. It's just not of God. So, we need to walk with Jesus if we expect to get to heaven. We need to obey the word of God, and we need to trust him. So I hope this little warning here, take heed, was a blessing to you this morning. And if it wasn't, well then just, that's... I just hope it was, and that you received a blessing from this, and maybe encouragement to take heed where you walk and who you follow. So God bless you as you seek to follow the Lord Jesus Christ and him alone, because he is the only one that is worthy. So, if you want to... give me a call. I always appreciate phone calls. And whether you have something good or something bad to say, I want to listen to you. And I want to receive your phone call with gratitude. So my phone number is 717-656-9576. My name is Moses Stoltzfus, and God bless you, and you have a wonderful day.